B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man's colon burst.
Whoa.
Because his friend put a compressed air pump into his butt and inflated it.
Oops.
We've done that.
Yeah, but we didn't. We just did the cheeks on Casey.
Yeah, we didn't.
Did we blow up your colon?
No.
I forgot.
I'm pretty sure. I would remember.
Yeah.
The 30-year-old was taken to the hospital after a horrifying prank left him needing his entire bowel removed because of a rectal blowout, an injury caused by air pressure rising so high inside him that it exploded.
That's why I always keep a spare rectum in my trunk.
And in his case, although extraordinary, wasn't unique. Doctors reported in a journal article alongside reports of two other men with similar injuries.
Well, this is a kinky thing that people do.
One had pressurized air sprayed into his backside in an alleged accident, while another one suffered the agony at the hands of robbers who tried to stop.
Wow.
The experts warned that air can be as damaging as solid objects, and industrial machinery should be treated with care because of its dangers.
When you put it in your ass?
Yeah. Doctors from New Delhi and the All India Institute of Medical Sciences wrote in the report that the men suffered high-pressure injuries which were normally confined to battlefields.
Dear God.
Life-changing injuries sustained by the men came as a warning to the dangers of misusing industrial machinery. The airflow produced by an air compressor are at least 100 times higher than what would be considered safe for a colonoscopy. And the men whose friend subjected him to the injury had multiple colonic perforations, and doctors found fecal matter among his other internal organs.
Oh, my God. So last night I used a paint mixer to get off, but that's safe, right?
That's okay.
Yeah.
But you do have to be careful.
You do.
All right. The things some people do when they get bored are remarkable. Two people working at a bike shop in England tried to cremate the remains of a mouse they found and burned down the entire building.
Oh, my God.
From trying to cremate a mouse.
Yes, and the fire actually spread to a nearby pub and restaurant as
wow.
well.
And how big was this mouse?
And destroyed those. It was just your regular tiny little mouse. Over a dozen fire engines and 60 firefighters responded to the fire. No one was injured. The fire starters recently went to court. But their care has been adjourned until late June. Or the case has been, I'm sorry. Listen, for those of you who ride motorcycles, this is a cautionary tale. A motorcyclist was killed on Sunday after a collision with another vehicle. Troy Shooter died after being brought to the hospital. Here's the deal. He was driving at a high rate of speed, and he attempted to pop a wheelie. You ever see these guys?
I see him do it all the time.
It's crazy.
They're booking along, and it's, you see it a lot.
Yep, and he collided with another vehicle, the motorcycle, and Shure slid for approximately 200 feet. He had a helmet, but he was not wearing it. There are no charges pending against the other driver. After a run-in in the U.S., Kraft Heinz introduced Mayo Chup. You remember this?
Mayo
ketchup. Combination of mayonnaise and ketchup mix in a single bottle, and a Canadian consumer recently found out that in the native tongue of Cree, in the Cree dialects in North America, it comes off as less appealing. To some, mayo chup means crap is on my face.
Oh.
Mayo chup means crap is on my face?
Yes, or crap face.
Crap face.
Grand Chief Jonathan Solomon of the Muskegee Cowl Council first pointed out the translation mishap. He said, mishap. The Cree people are laughing about it because of what it means in our language. Kind of funny when you think about it. If I ate it and have some on my face, then I am S-faced, he said.
So, wow.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. I'm going to do one more story and wrap it up. A Utah man has died after a fall. Nah, that's not a fun one. We'll save that for another time.
Yeah, I could tell from the first sentence.
How about this? Getting an unwanted arousal in public.
Yes.
A Woody.
Yeah. The crowd loves a Woody.
That guy has one right now. Is every man's worst nightmare, but an ingenious piece of new technology can make the thing of the past. That's because Pornhub has launched the limited edition bonerless bathing suit.
Wow.
Yeah. Equipped with a special lining to help conceal protruding body parts. It comes complete with special built-in lining made from 100% Lycra, which is designed to hold down your member without strangling it or making it uncomfortable.
Well, you know, I'm Irish, so I don't need that.
Yeah, so if you're genuinely interested, it costs you $69.69, by the way.
Ah, yeah, I get it. Thank you, Pornhub.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Well, the person on Reddit posted, I have insufferable in-laws, and apparently their father-in-law is manageable, but he said, my mother-in-law is crazy. My wife is Chinese, and her parents are very traditional. Privacy means nothing to them. And my wife refuses to set boundaries. They come around every day unannounced to visit my wife, play with our kids. So not only do I never get a break from my mother-in-law's constant nagging, I have no privacy from them. So he added that his mother-in-law is an arachnophobe.
Oh, okay. So she's afraid of spiders.
So he purchased a pet tarantula to prevent her from showing up at the house so often. He said that the tarantula is in a big enclosure in the living room.
Has it worked?
And it works like a charm.
There you go.
So you may want to consider something like that.
Yeah, just find out what people are deadly afraid of and prey upon that.
Why not? Keith Eric Newberry has been identified as an intruder who entered the bedroom of a 14-year-old boy yesterday evening and asked the little kid if he was deaf before taking off his clothes. Well, the boy ran out of the room, pausing only to grab a meat cleaver on the way.
Dude, that's totally bush league.
Newberry followed him and then is reported to have wrapped a USB cable around the mother's shoulders.
Wow.
Before being confronted by the boy's father and fleeing the scene. Newberry then climbed into his van and drove a short distance to an elementary school where he climbed on the roof, still naked, and attempted to conceal himself under an air conditioning unit.
So, quick question. What did the deafness have to do with getting naked?
I just think maybe it's his thing, you know?
It's his thing?
Yeah.
Are you deaf? Excuse me while I take my clothes off.
He eventually surrendered after climbing down a fire department ladder into the arms of waiting cops. The school roof had been vandalized by Newberry during his naked rooftop vigil, although precise details were not available. A Connecticut police department has reached a deal. Now, I need to get a follow-up on this.
All right.
They reached a deal with a fugitive that would have him surrender only if enough people responded to a wanted poster on social media. Did you see
this? I did see this, yes. So this guy will turn himself in if enough people respond to his, like his Facebook post, basically.
Correct. Jose Sims, who is believed to be somewhere in New York, has 7 arrest warrants out. And the police department's Facebook page Wednesday said Sims had contacted them through social media site and agreed to turn himself in if the post containing his poster gets 15,000 likes.
So at this point, is he a felony influencer?
I think he would
be.
The police, by the way, negotiated him down from 20,000 likes to 15,000 likes.
That's not bad.
But as of yesterday, he had 22,000 likes and still hadn't turned himself in.
That liar. It's almost like he's a criminal.
But he says he's a man of his word.
No, he's not.
And he's going to touch. The Associated Press actually got in touch with him through Facebook.
Yeah.
They don't know where it is. They know how to contact him, though.
He's probably setting up his YouTube channel.
He says he's going to turn himself in. So we'll see about that. And then lastly, we'll do this. Men have a pretty easy way to make a little bit of side money, which is donating sperm.
Yes.
However, one man made it into a full-time job. 6 years ago, a man named John Carpenter worked full-time as a sperm donor in Northern California. He said that after a long application process and after ruling out any genetic or health issues, you can sign up for a strict 12-month contract, requires you to visit the clinic 2 times per week, and has some designated no-sex days, but you can make $100 per session, so about $1,000 a month.
So I guess he's usually staying for overtime, right?
Yeah. He adds that he was asked to give any potential children that resulted the option to call him once they're 18.
Listen.
And he agreed.
It's hard work.
He could have hundreds and hundreds of kids out there who did not even know about it.
Just the Father's Day gifts alone would make it worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.